And of course, you're familiar with the story of Eulenspiegel, that most famous of all clowns, who was presented with a cane with a golden knob one time because he had made a certain king, I think it was the king of Denmark, so very, very happy with his pranks. Strauss has written a tone poem, The Merry Pranks of Eulenspiegel. Anyway, they say that Eulenspiegel one time existed, and this story may, if it wasn't true of him, it may be true of you. Anyway, the king gave him a present. It was a cane, a walking cane with a golden knob. And he said, now, I give this to you as a present, and you can keep it until you find a fool, a worse fool than yourself. And so Eulenspiegel walked off with it until one day he was told that the king was dying. And all his generals and all his mighty servants were there bidding goodbye and weeping. And so Eulenspiegel was called also, and he came before the king. And the king said, well, I'm sorry, I have to say goodbye. The time has come for us to say goodbye. Well, he said, goodbye, where are you going? He said to the king. The king said, I'm going away to a far-off country. Well, I'd like to come along with you. I've liked your services. We've always had a good time. Well, he said, I'm sorry I can't take you along with me. How about your wife? Is she going with you and your servants? No, nobody's going with me. This trip I've got to take all alone. Why, Eulenspiegel says you never did that before. You've always had companions, and you've always had plenty of wine going with you and plenty to eat, and now you're going into a foreign country. How long is it that you knew you had to take this trip? Well, it's that everybody's got to take this trip. It is appointed unto every man once to die. And so he kept pressing him for questions and finally said, but are you going to have a beautiful palace to live in? The king said, no. Well, what kind of a country is it? He said, I don't know anything about it. Nobody's ever come back from that country to tell us what it's like. And Eulenspiegel said, and did you send your servants over there to build you a palace and to fix things up for you so that you'd have a comfortable reception? He said, no, I didn't. Well, he said, excuse me a moment, and he went back and got that cane. He said, you remember you gave me this and you told me to give it to one that was a worse fool than I am. You better take this with you.